if you're constantly tired, wired, inflamed, or forgetful, and you're still pushing harder, sleeping less, and calling it normal stress, this is what's really happening. So your cortisol system isn't recovering. And over time, the stress chemistry can quietly damage the brain. Today, we're talking about the connection between cortisol, brain health, and even Alzheimer's, and what recovery should actually look like. Hessam Mohamina is back, and he is a wellness researcher and the author of Captain Garuda. He explores how stress, lifestyle, and biology shapes long-term brain health. And so Hassan has been on a journey. He has lost 155 pounds. He competed in a bodybuilding contest, and he knows firsthand about all of these health issues, and he's here to tell you all about it. So Hassan, welcome. I would love to jump right in. Let's start here. People hear cortisol and think stress. What is cortisol, and what does it do in the body?
The cortisol is a stress hormone. The idea of the cortisol, let me give an example. When we wake up in the morning, like 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and the sun shine, at that time, our body receives the energy of the sun to increase the cortisol to wake up and to some normal activity. But usually the cortisol in two situations, when there is emergency or when there is just a wake-up situation. So this is only two cases. But some people, they could have chronic cortisol. Let me give an example. Imagine when the kids in a war situation. Within war situation, especially bombing, blah, 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 all these things, make them have emotional drugging. I'll give you an example. When I had to be in a training course for coaching old people, I used to have scratching in my leg. I tried to scratch it, scratch it. It's not that pain, but by the time when I scratch more, it's increasing. Later, when I went to the toilet, I checked my leg. It was open injury. So they called the ambulance to the directly to the hospital. But I don't believe how I didn't feel that's open injury because I used to have drugging, emotional drugging. Based on my past history, I especially most people who have obesity, they have that bad experience. Family issue from the could be from the parents, could be from brothers, sisters, fighting all the time, screaming. That sometimes kill the emotion. You could hear about stories of kids. Just hearing, you could cry, but when you see the kids, looks like normal. Why? Because they're emotional drugging. That kind of situation makes the kids survive within war situation. And that's a gift from the gods, how we live sometimes. Sometimes how we can survive within hard condition. Forget about the war situation. Let's talk about normal cases. When we have too much cortisol, chronic stress, that cortisol in the brain, which overload, is coming, is something called diabetes type 3. Diabetes type 3, which recognized by Alzheimer. But people don't know about the other name for the Alzheimer. So Alzheimer idea is too much cortisol, toxic cortisol. The main tiny area which give the signal for the pancreas to produce insulin become weaker. That's why people could have at that time insulin resistance. And people, they are thin, slim, too much cortisol, their insulin resistance increase. That's why they start gaining weight. So the stress is the key for gaining weight, which will become obesity. Okay, the cortisol depending on two main factors to burn it, the sugar, the glucose, and the salt. That's why people who try to follow keto diets or free sugar diets or non-carb diets to lose weight, they fail because the body still need other sources. Like if you try to add salt, sometimes people who have obesity, they feel eat more sandwiches, want to eat more sandwiches. Why? Because they need salt, because they cannot burn the sugar. Okay, so if he eat too much salt, he will have uric acid problem, and he will need later medication. Sometimes he could feel pain in his foot. That's the main issue. So if this chronic cortisol increase and non-stoppable, we will see at the end Alzheimer. If people didn't realize he died because of Alzheimer, mostly they will say diabetes death. That's the issue. So how we can fix that? There is other solution can be helpful. What? Avocado, because it's easy to break it. Really easy, simple to break it for the body as a fuel. And when we use the saturated fat or sometimes the trans fat like palm oil, whatever, it takes time to break it. That's why the body cannot depend on it as a main fuel resource. Sometimes we need other easy solutions to break it to use it as fuel, like olive oil, especially the virgin olive oil. But some people, they cook it and they burn it and become useless. You should eat it like exactly like I know sometimes when you drink olive oil like that could be
Gross.
bad taste, but if you add some lemon juice with it, can make it much better in the small shaker and to drink it.
Right.
Like within 30 to 1 minute to 1 hour can be balancing for the hormone and you feel fine. That's the main idea how to use the unsaturated fat. But when we try to help people who have Alzheimer's, there are how to use this method for recovery. There are three categories for Alzheimer's: the beginner, the intermediate, and the advanced. The advanced is the final stage where that area shut down and cannot survive again. It's already
Right.
shut down. Okay, but let's start from the beginning to the intermediate. When we replace our daily habit to add, like for emergency situation, we have stress, put the olive oil as a quick medication to control your emotion and reduce the stress. But in the medium level, this is not a medical advice, but this is like a coach recommendation. In the medium level, sometimes we need to use something much easier to break it, like the MCT oil supplement is coming usually from the coconut oil, but this is the easiest type of oil products can the body break it as a fuel. That's the main idea.
Yeah,
When
I
you
like to put MCT oil in my morning coffee, actually. I like to put it in my morning coffee. That's how I drink it.
know how to control your cortisol, then you can survive. To be honest with you, we cannot change the environment around us. The people are outside, but we can help ourselves. But now let's talk the final stage of the Alzheimer, the final stage, which we say we cannot usually follow the first the protocol which we talk about it, but there's still good solution to survive and to live good life. Usually because they have a problem that they cannot produce insulin, they need usually to use insulin injection to burn the sugar and to add the MCT oil supplement to control the cortisol. And this is
Right.
at least to survive and to live a good life, at least, and can continue learning, development. But the only main issue is that they cannot produce insulin anymore because
Right.
that is shut down. I've never tested this method, but it's a scientific based. Can be testable because I'll be honest with you, in bodybuilding industry or any sport, all experiment is self-experiment. You have to test if this is fine or not. This is dose is not right. How can I change it? And my recommendation, sometimes many times you need to ask a doctor advice within about this method. And mostly he will tell you the right answer, especially trusted doctor. And I'll be honest with you. Imagine for me or anyone else, if they can control their emotion or they keep going within brain fog, especially when we have too much toxic cortisol, that's strength. I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm not talking about regarding ideological things, but I'll give you a famous example like Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he has a brain fog. He has too much toxic cortisol. That's why he said so many bad words in the media and the television. But
Is that
Trump,
what
within
it
all of that thing, within all that thing, still can control, still can take right decision, even when it's too slow. But he can take that right decision. This example just to show you that even in hard condition, you still can keep moving, even slowly, but at least you're moving. I'll be honest with you. Why the turtle beat the rabbit? Because the turtle has discipline, while the rabbit was playing round until he failed the race. So the
Yeah,
same
the
story.
turtle. I think consistency is key, right? Like doing little things to help your health every single day. Most people get confused and they think that rest is going to help, like sleeping more. But why doesn't that work?
Discipline? Oh, sorry, again, sorry, I didn't hear.
So when a lot of people get confused and they think sleeping more is going to help with cortisol, but that doesn't help. What actually helps reduce the cortisol levels?
Like we can use, for example, the olive oil as a medication, the extra virgin olive oil, or avocado oil, or coconut oil. All these products is called unsaturated fat. Also, sometimes that's like advice for people who love the chocolate. The dark chocolate, especially from the chocolate butter, is already contain unsaturated fat. So if you want this advice, take it. It's still yummy.
Yeah, the chocolate sounds better than the
But don't use the chocolate which contains palm oil. Try to use the dark chocolate, the original one. Like
Right.
95%, 85%, because that's contained the chocolate butter or cacao powder, butter.
Right. No sugar.
Yeah. It's not about the sugar, it's about the butter itself, the cacao butter. Because the cacao butter is already contained the unsaturated fat. But if you
Right.
don't have the option, you can have the other options.
Perfect. So what about like exercising? A lot of people think if they exercise more, maybe eat more or fast, that it'll help their cortisol, but sometimes that actually makes it worse.
Fasting,
Can you talk about that a little bit?
cortisol. Especially now we have Ramadan season almost coming after less than 1 month. Fasting can help to control your emotion.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me give an example. Like the Christians in Egypt, in the beginning of every year in January, they have like 45 days fasting from all products, food product, but at night they become vegan. Even sometimes I think they don't eat tuna or they don't eat egg or milk product for
Ah.
45 days until they finish it. I think that's tough, but it helped people to learn that faith means to be patient.
Right.
Also help to balance your the cortisol. Like when you have bad experience and then you take a rest, and when you have the same bad experience, you will know how to manage it.
Yeah, I heard that the human body can go 60 days without food, but our society makes us feel like we need to eat 3 times a day. And it's really important to break that cycle and allow the body to feel what it's like to not have food so it can recover better. And so without food, like when the body's digesting, that is taking up a lot of energy.
I'm sorry. Digesting foods. When the people, when the scientists said about fasting for help to control stress, why? Because our digesting system use a lot of energy. Sometimes when we eat food but not organized well, or not any like some macros more than other macros. So when we eat it, sometimes we have pain in our digesting. That's make stress. So
Yeah,
eating,
inflammation.
balancing the food. Yeah. So balancing even the food, whatever you like, from bread or sandwiches or whatever, but make sure to balance everything to enjoy, to get your craving. But when you don't balance, even when you eat too much vegetables, could be a bad idea. So everything must be balanced. And I'll be honest with you, even the people who say the foods contain more sugar, I don't care. I can control with the dose of the fruit, and that's it. And enjoy. I still can
Right.
eat. I don't care about these ideas, the social media.
So why is eating too much vegetables bad for your body?
I'll be honest with you. In the bodybuilding industry, we studied that usually the normal adult need from required from 25 to 30 grams per day maximum. Your body of fiber. We are talking about fiber.
Right.
So when you eat too much fiber, it could be of course bad idea. That's why sometimes I could say too much vegetables could not be a good idea because contain too much fiber, and the body
Right.
need other resources. Even as a vegan, sometimes you need if you are vegan. Soybeans, you need check beans, and also oatmeal if people think about vegan. But and even the meat lover still need to balance it with vegetables because bodies still need fiber. And there are so many type of fibers like there's some kind of fibers like spinach, like in Popeye, the sailor man. The spinach help to move the digesting system. Because the it's like how can I say it's not like the check beans that can keep it's hydrated, it's non-hydrated fibers, but it's still important to make the digestive system, especially the colon, to protect it from colon cancer because it make movable. But too much non-hydrated fiber could be a bad idea because it can make dehydration. Because it makes
Right.
the area. Like aloe vera juice, even. This is part of the non-hydrated fiber.
So what about the nervous system? So how important is nervous system safety when it comes to brain health?
I'll tell you something. In 2023, I was almost dying in September. Before I finish the story, why? Because too much stress, especially for my brother. I wish God forgive him. Too much stress just because screening make my heart beating. But at that day, remember, I used to have an appointment in the hospital and I didn't wait in the clinic. I directly went to the emergency room and they found my heartbeats across the 200 beat per minute. That's why they
Wow.
sent me to the central was a sensitive room for the heart hearing. Yeah, at that time, doctors couldn't know what was the main reason because they still don't have enough experience about the threats and vagus nerves or the past history. They don't have filing for the past history of the patient. But later, I realized that stress is really dangerous because the vagus nerves start from the brain and move to the this area to the chest and coming to the heart. That's why when you have too much stress, your heartbeat increase because the vagus nerves make a switching from the parasympathetic to sympathetic operation. And from the fight or flight or and to rest to digest. And it's end where to the left side of the colon and the back muscles. That's why sometimes when we have too much stress, it's recommended to have stretching in the back muscles. Like when we do sometimes yoga, that can be helpful, even Tai Chi.
Right. Yeah. Moving that energy to calm the nervous system. So many people, especially in the current world, are like, they're operating in constant stress.
I'll tell you something. If anyone wants to be successful, it's really important to control your emotion. I'll be honest with you. Almost 2 months, I was trying to learn trade markets, and tried in the notebook about the what's going on in the market, and tried to analyze and tried to making trade. I discovered that 90% who lose their money in the trade market because emotional.
Right.
Like in the trade market, they say overtrading means you without you're thinking about the right decision disappear. Still gonna lose your money. Imagine from $10, make it to $300 and gone. 3 hours only, because I did
Wow.
overtrading. That's why it's really important to control your emotion. As like, how can we say? It's like any other exercise in the gym. You cannot do something really advanced in the beginning. You should do step by step. It's okay. You're in the learning process. Well, you're not going for a championship. It's okay. It's not a bad idea. And
So
remember when we
how do you
talked about
start? How do you start? Like, what are ways that people can start to help their nervous system, and how do you control your emotions? Can you give us some tips?
first of all, try to do some positive habits. Like, for example, for me, because learning is really important, that's why I try to focus learning about stock markets, because that can make me help, or it can help me to control my emotion. Because there are some many important lessons about emotional control. That's why I try to teach myself, and that's what make me feel fine. At every time you feel stressed, too much cortisol, you feel you cannot, you have brain fog. Directly use olive oil, especially extra virgin olive oil, or avocado oil, or like coconut oil, or MCT oil supplement. All these things can be one of or one of them. Use it as emergency fuel for the body to control your emotion. And but guess what? If you are like a classic physique a champion or to compete in classic physique, this is one of the ways how I reduce the size of the food by adding one of the few resources is the olive oil for the body, because each gram of olive oil contain 9 calories instead of 1 gram of carb contain 4 calories. Means you can take more calories intake plus less sugar, or yeah, you can say less size for the body, for the digesting system, because it's limited. You don't have that much size. How can you make the vacuum in the stage for your stomach if you eat too much? That's why classic is not easy, and most of them they use to eat. But this is the
So
natural way. Thank you.
remind us about your story. And you lost a lot of weight. You lost 155 pounds, and then you went into a bodybuilding competition. Can you tell us a little bit about that journey?
When I the story of Captain Garuda, tell bravery, kindness, and big heart, teach the kids about kindness is a power. Why it is the power? Because help you to control your emotion. When you become kind, everybody respect you, and you will find peaceful people around you. Help you to find assistant when you need somebody to assist you in, like in the gym or whatever. Also, it helped to break the thinking of capitalism in life and think about humanity more. Just when you respect someone, just when you respect them. And also, my weight loss journey was depending to find place or to do something make me control my emotion. Like when I used to go to the gym, I used to be fat before, but every time I go to the gym, I feel relax, because they put my energy in something or in a place, respect me. That's why the kindness is the key. When we prepare the environment, like the gym, to be a peaceful environment, we will find succeed. Like the same thing, when we start, we should have a room with a good environment, not too much noise. And if there's like outside noise, we can put headset to focus in the studying, or that's what when you shoot everything nearby, the pens, the notebook, the papers, the book, everything close, everything nearby, so you can focus to finish. And sometimes your mom can assist you by give you some sandwiches to eat and fuel your brain to focus more.
What was your cortisol level like before you started your weight loss journey?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't check it in my life, but I know it was high.
Yeah, most people's are, right? So exercise helps to get the blood moving and help calm that parasympathetic nervous system.
Swimming pool, cardio, sometimes when we do boxing in the boxing bag or even shadow boxing, especially when we exercise with someone, make us much better.
Yeah,
Especially
community
when we
helps
have
so
a good
much.
coach. Yeah, especially when we have a good coach can manage the group or the students.
So, if someone is listening and they're really stressed out and they don't know how to start, what would you tell them?
It's not important to make a big achievement right now. No one's going to do it in the beginning. It's okay to have some even small achievement, even some tiny. Like if you, like when we said in the last episode, try to make the positive habits easier than the bad habits. Like if people watching too much social media, like TikTok or YouTube, whatever, try to put this app in a file. Plus in a file, plus in a file, in a file, in a file, to make it hard to reach there, and try sometimes to put a lock, a lock, a lock. So the time when you reach to the app, you will decide, I don't want to waste too much time. And try to make the apps which you think about, I want to practice it, like whatever languages or exercising or dancing. Like there's so many dance apps, like Dance Fit Me or whatever, can help people to do some positive activities. So these apps which you wanted to do it every day, put it in the home page of your mobile so you can memorize it and click it.
Right. Yeah.
So
It's important. What we subject ourselves to is what we're going to live in our reality. Everything that we watch and look at and read is directly impacting how we
like,
live our life every day.
example, before we used to have a mobile phone, we used to have VHS. The VHS, even in the 90s, was difficult to purchase it. That's why you could see a full building of apartments, like especially in the some poor areas. They open doors next, they open the doors each other, and they go to watch in one room, like a one family, the full building, especially in the
Right.
weekend. That's why sometimes we need sometimes to not the even the technology in our hand. Try to think something, it make you able to do positive things. I'm not gonna tell you close the mobile phone, destroy the phone. No, try to use it in a smart way.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us more about the work that you do and where people can find you.
They can't find me in my app, Captain Guru the Fitness. Also, if you'd like to have a personal training, they can go directly to my website, CaptainGaruDaFitness.gym.free.com. That's for only personal training. But the offer right now, we provided like the 1 year program for only $135. But it provides psychological help by WhatsApp messages, private WhatsApp messages. Plus, if you download the new app, we have a special feature, a group in WhatsApp. You can get updated for the new classes, offline classes, and plus the free book. You can download it without any charge.
Amazing. Thank you so much for
Scientific
being here today. It was
Yeah.
so much fun talking to you. Your journey is so
And by the
inspiring
way,
and
in September, I will be in Las Vegas for Amateur Mr. Olympia. Became qualified officially.
you what? You qualify for Mr. Olympia?
Mr. Olympia in Las Vegas this October. Inshallah, I'll
Wow.
be there.
Congratulations. So you're going to be in Las Vegas in October competing in Mr. America. That's amazing. How do you feel about that? How are you training?
Yeah, still training. I
Yeah.
still have a price for gaining. Because when I know how to control my cortisol, halas, I know the key how to gain more muscles naturally.
Right. Yeah. Do you think it all starts with stress? Is that how it all starts?
The problem when you don't have enough carbo and plus the daily life can make you stressed. That's the main challenge for me. But when I found the key, now I can manage myself, my life, do some different jobs in one time. I can sleep better quality, have no issue, take my kids to the school, go to my work in Uber. Plus, I spend 1 hour for learning stock markets. That's what I do. Alhamdulillah.
That's amazing. Well, we're excited for you, and you're going to have a lot of people cheering you on your journey. So we look forward to hearing more about your progress and everything that you're working towards this year. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to talk about cortisol. Do you have any last minute thoughts?
Keep lifting, keep fighting, keep flying.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much for being here.
Makasi. Have a
And to our
wonderful day.
audience, thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for more of Hassan's journey into the States and into Vegas, and we'll keep you updated on his bodybuilding journey. Until next time, keep that stress level down and learn how to manage your cortisol. That's where the foundational health starts, and you can start feeling better once you learn how to control that. Take care, everyone.